Wait, do we have both of you guys here?
You got us both.
Whoa.
Both Dan and Shay of Dan and Shay, in case you don't know. We are so excited to talk to you. I don't know if you guys remember, I have met you before probably 6 years ago. You guys did a Q debut concert. You were out doing a radio tour in front of like 20 fans.
Jeez.
Here in our lobby. And then let's fast forward to the last award show where I'm pretty sure you guys needed a dump truck to take home all of the awards that you won.
Oh, man, you guys have been there with us since day one, and we appreciate that. It's been a fun journey. In the last couple of years, the last year and a half has been insane. But you say that, we still haven't received those awards. I don't know. They must have gotten lost in the mail, honestly.
Wait, they don't let you take the statue home? Are you... no, they take that
they
back?
Give it to you, and then you're all excited, and then you're walking off the stage, and they're like, okay, we need that back. And it's like, no, I want to take this home. And, They must be like stuck at UPS or something. I don't know.
I'd have been like, nah, fellas. It's kind of like in Happy Gilmore where he takes the big check. They're like, no, we'll send you a check. And he's like, no, I'm taking this big one.
Yeah. Or the last time you guys.
It was a very sad thing.
Yeah.
The last time you guys were here in Madison at the Sylvie, it sold out so fast. Packed show, sold out. What does it feel like to be on stage in front of all those screaming fans now?
Oh my goodness! You know, it never gets old. You know that feeling, that rush of going on stage and knowing that there's, you know, a bunch of people out there that came to see you. It's just it's a rush, man. We're eternally grateful for what we get to do. You know, we're so thankful for our fans and thankful for you guys for playing our music. You know, that doesn't happen. We can write the best songs in the world. If you guys don't play them, then nobody comes out to the show. So we're very thankful for that. And that's your fault that all those people.
Well, you're very welcome.
Yes. And it is Dan's birthday today. We will present our birthday present to Dan in a few minutes. But, of course, we have to ask, Shay, what did you get Dan for his birthday today?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm up right now spending time with him. I'm usually up about 1 p.m., so this is a real treat for him.
Oh, my gosh. That's one of those guys.
A birthday present would probably be me sleeping in, not having that talk to me all day. But here we are.
I think Shay's like me. He's a bad gift giver, and it's okay. Like that's why I have a wife. She takes care of all of that.
Jax is like, my presence is a present enough, that just is, like Shay, yeah. Huh? Okay. You guys are those kind of guys. I gotcha. Hey, the last time I saw you guys was a few years ago in San Diego. You were opening up for Blake Shelton, who is my number one guy. Such a fun guy, just like you guys. You're so funny off stage. Who's somebody that you guys met where you're like, wow, that's not what I expected them to be like?
Honestly, one of the funniest guys, like Blake is, I mean, he's hilarious. Luke Combs is also like that. Luke Combs is like, he can hold a conversation with anybody. He's a character, man. We love Luke. And obviously, his music is crushing it right now. But I think his personality is a big part of his success. He is hilarious. Like, I don't know if you've got to spend time with Luke, but he's just like Blake. I mean, so quick-witted. He's ridiculous.
Yeah, we had Luke here for today's Q106 Storytellers Jam, and he at first when I saw him, I wasn't familiar with him. I was like, "Oh, somebody's roadie is here," and because he looks like a regular dude, and, and I was like, "No, that's Luke." Okay, okay, my bad. Sorry, sir.
Oh, that's good. We're hanging out with Dan and Shay, and like we said, it is Dan's birthday today. I think it's time for us to present Dan his birthday present.
Yes, yes.
Okay, so we thought you would love hearing your fans, today's Q106 radio family, say happy birthday to you. So we have a couple of them here for you, Dan. We're going to start with 9797, who's kind of a jokester.
Yeah, this is his birthday birthday message to you, Dan.
Okay, here we go.
Dan, I don't know which one is Dan and which one is Shay, but I still wanted to call and wish you a happy birthday.
Oh, geez.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
So we have the same problem. Folks don't get to see us if they just, you know, if they just hear us. Not everybody's got the internet or is on
yes.
there. So what would you say? How can he tell the difference between Dan and Shay?
Oh, man. I would say that Shay is the better looking one. So just go towards that. I'm the guy with the disheveled looking hair and the overgrown beard. So that's me right now.
That's kind of
birthday.
That's what I kind of describe me and Steph. That's
yeah.
how you tell our differences. You know, like she's the better looking one. I'm disheveled and have a beard.
Yeah, so we're going to wrap it up with one more for you, Dan. Here you go for your birthday.
Hey, happy birthday. This is Dara from Janesville, Wisconsin. I hope you have a wonderful day.
That's so sweet. Have you ever seen them in concert?
No, I have not. I'm going to put it on my vision board. If it goes on the vision board, it's going to happen one day.
Ooh. Oh, so she's got you on there on her vision board to go see. That's pretty big stuff right there.
That's what it's all about, honestly. Getting on the vision board. It's everything.
Do you guys know what a vision board is?
Kind of. Is that like a Pinterest?
Yes, it's a Pinterest if you don't have the internet. I have to assume. I had to ask Steph, too. I think it's like...
You have to physically put it together, though. It's like a little bulletin board you put in your room or somewhere that you see. You spend time. You're putting out in the universe. So what would be on your vision board this morning, Dan, for your birthday?
Oh, hopefully a number one song. We're fighting to get All to Myself to the top of the charts, and that would be a nice thing.
I think there's a vision board. There's a good possibility of that happening.
I wonder,
when I was a kid, I had a bunch of posters of bikini girls all over my walls. Is that a vision board? Does that count?
Always. That's something like a vision board, for sure.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us on your birthday. Dan and Shay, Madison, Wisconsin, today's Q106 loves you guys so much, and I think your birthday wish of your song going number one will become true.
Oh, thank you, guys. You guys are the best. Seriously, thanks for sticking with us after all these years, and we can't wait to come back and see you guys soon. That show at the Sylvie was insane.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day, and get some sleep. Go back to bed.
Yeah, bye!
Bye, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye.